Welcome back. You know, we had the mayor here at the beginning of the year to talk about what was to come in 2025 for Quincy 400. He was gracious enough to stop by around July or so to give us a mid-year update. So I thought, what better way to end the year than to have Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch join us and take a look back at how things went. Thank you, Mayor, for coming over. Really appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Joe.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to review what will become history eventually, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every day we make history. Right?
This is true. Talking about Quincy 400, the events are just about winding down now here at
right,
the end of the year.
Right.
How do you think it went there?
I think it went extremely well.
Yeah.
You know, we were planning for several years, as you know. Karen O'Toole gave her the baton to take the lead on it, but my entire staff, department heads, city employees, everybody jumped in, everybody hit a part, everybody made it work, and everyone was excited about it. Dan Cork was a huge sponsor, appreciate him, and the Cork Auto Dealers, the Santander Bank, and a number of other sponsors who helped us put it on. For those folks that don't know, we did use hotel tax for the large portion of the expense of this stuff, so it didn't come out of the general coffers, which was even a better thing.
Yes.
For those folks out there. But I heard nothing but positive, particularly the concerts. I mean, the concerts, the parades, the floats, the symposiums. I mean, you could go on and on. It was quite a year. It really was.
Absolutely. What was your favorite part of, and I think I know the answer to this, but what was your favorite part of Quincy 400?
Well, you know, Flag Day is always my favorite event.
I was going to say that.
And I thought the team did an incredible job with the floats.
Yeah.
I really, really told the history of the city and got a lot of good compliments on those. But every event was terrific. John Fogerty,
right?
You know, I like a lot of his
old
songs. And
yeah.
I didn't have high expectations because of his age, but he crushed it. He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know. But the beauty was, going into this, we said to the team, look, we want everybody to be able to connect with something during the course of the year. And I think that was there. I think
right.
there was enough going on for people of all ages, of all interests, that they could connect with something.
Yeah. Did you incorporate, I know we talked about the beginning of the year, incorporating the schools as part of Quincy 400?
Yeah, schools did some things.
Did
yeah, one, you know, I know one of the plays from the drama, and certainly the band was involved in
oh,
a number of
sure.
our events.
Yes.
So, yeah, in fact, the halftime show, one of the games during this year, I think, it was replayed at Thanksgiving,
yes.
but that spoke about the history. Matt Cavanaugh and Mike DeMarco, and the kids did a phenomenal job with our schools. So it's all good. It's all good. It's hard to believe it's over.
You know, you mentioned some of the folks that are involved, the entire cast of characters behind the scenes. Looking at the Quincy 300 exhibition at Old Town Hall, there's a wall of names of everybody who was involved in Quincy 300. Do you
right.
think the same thing will happen for Quincy 400?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. That
yeah.
list would be very long.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, Bob Damon put that display together in our museum on the 300. We thought it was pretty cool to do that in light of what was going on with the 400. They really get into it. I mean, Pageant Field
yes.
was named for the reason they held a pageant, reenacting
right.
a number of our historical events.
Yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff. So, you know, we're working now on the Quincy, as part of Quincy's celebration of America's 250th.
Yes.
And so we're moving forward and trying to plan some of those events out.
Yes.
Well, I don't think it'll be as robust as 400,
oh.
but we'll do some things.
Can you give us a little preview, maybe? Just a little
teaser? I don't have a preview.
Oh.
We're working on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Really, yeah. Working with the Park Service, of course.
Yeah.
And other entities here, Quincy Historical Society and all, to maybe accentuate some things they're already doing and then build in some new program for the year.
Okay. I know that one of the hopes for Quincy 400 was to have broken ground on the Adams Presidential Center. That has not happened, although it's starting, right?
Well, the Adams Presidential Center is ongoing. It's staffed. They're doing programming. They're doing stuff online.
Yeah.
They held a number of symposiums
they
this
did.
Past year,
yes.
Which was excellent. So you don't necessarily need a full building to do all of that.
Okay.
So the planning continues. We have an architect who just about to get on board. City Council voted to approve the general contractor, CM at Risk, we call it. And we'll you know, move forward. We'll continue to, you know, once we get a little bit more detail, a little
yes.
meat on the bone, as far as a physical complex, we'll begin to share that with the public, get some input, and eventually go to the City Council with a plan, and hopefully we'll get some buy-in.
Yeah, I know that was a key part of your hope, was to have the public give their comments, right?
So absolutely. You know, going back, we did have a lot of interest in the APC when we first announced it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of interest in a performing arts center. So the ability to maybe put these two together in a building, I think, would be very well received.
Yeah, and also maybe the City of Quincy Welcome Center at the same time?
Yeah, we're looking at that as well as the Park Service, whether maybe that's a fit with the theme in that building. It might be a fit for all of those. So, again, we'll take it a step at a time.
Yeah, so what's kind of the next step then going forward?
Next step is to engage with the architect. Okay. The committee has recommended one to me. We got to put the contract together, engage with the CM at Risk, bring them together, and then begin. We put a little bit of money aside just to get us through some schemes, some conceptual drawings, and maybe some massing on the site and how it would, connect with the rest of the square, and how to do the entrances, what kind of square footage we're looking at, all of those things. Mm-hmm. That'll be the first. So you can't go out and talk to the public until you have a little something to talk to them about.
Well, they're going to ask questions like I'm asking, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And hopefully some images will answer a number of those questions, right. But then from there, build support.
Still thinking the Monroe building is a
still
possible
thinking that location.
Location,
yep.
Yeah. But not
it's a
that
great spot.
Not that building, though, right?
No, the building would. Yeah, I mean, if we're going to do a new building, the old one would come down.
Okay.
It's way too costly to try to renovate. It's a charming building, but it doesn't have any great historic value.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would assume there'd be all kinds of ADA requirements you'd have to adhere to for a new structure, things like
all
that.
All of those things. Yeah. Seismic codes.
Right. Yeah, seismic codes. Things you wouldn't even think
correct,
of. Right?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Brings me to the T station in back there. Any update on perhaps an update of that facility?
No. Disappointingly, I don't have an update. Okay. I know that, I have a couple of people that meet with the T team on a regular basis, they're trying to figure out, there's some issues with the commuter rail and whether a second track is needed, how they would accommodate that. It gets a little complicated. They want to get it right if they're going to build a new station, which is something we want. We can't really do much development around it until we get that settled, really, and underway, but we're still pushing it.
Okay. Yep. You know, the hope is to move the busway over to Bergen Parkway side, isn't that
right? That's been consistent through all of our early massings and drawings, that get that congestion out of the square side, put on the four-lane road side of Bergen Parkway, get it in under the weather, and I think it would help overall. And then that opens up that space between the Quincy Center Station and the Monroe Building for some possible development.
Oh, okay. All right. While we're on the subject of the T, I guess, any update on the current bus garage on Hancock Street as the new one's under construction over on Bergen Parkway?
Yeah, the new one's supposed to be ready in early 27.
Yes. Yeah.
And we are working with the T on securing the location of the old one.
Okay.
The city and the state would, as I understand, they haven't signed any agreements, but as I understand verbally, that the city and state would then apply for some grant monies to help clean the site, because we know it's a DEP site. It's been a place of mechanical operation garage for a long time.
100 years, probably. Right?
Yeah, before the T was around.
That's right.
So we're assuming that there's some bad stuff in that soil. We want to do the right thing and at least secure the property. The state would take the old garage down. The city and state would then work, hopefully with the federal government, with some brownfield money, and get the site clean. And then at least it's under control, and then continue to move forward, look forward to see, what would be best use, perhaps augment uses at the stadium. Mm-hmm. At the very least, once we take it down, the site is clean. It could be used for parking in the meantime. There's a lot of uses at the stadium that require parking, and we don't have a lot of parking for that use.
Yes, that's true.
Venue.
Like concerts.
Like concerts, yes. Rugby games, you name it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there maybe a concert planned for America 250 here?
Yes, we definitely will get a musical festival. We'd like to make it an annual event, a musical festival at the stadium, and a two or three day event through two or three different stars or bands or whatever you want to call it. But it was so well received this past year. People have been asking me, are we going to do this again?
Are we going to do this again?
Yeah. You know, so
you set the bar high, Mayor.
the team did a great job. They really did. Yeah. And the weather cooperated, so we were
amazingly
very fortunate. Yeah. So let's we never go backwards, Joe, right? So we'll be planning to have a good event in early August.
You know, we kind of glossed over, but the pop-up Dropkick Murphys concert was a huge success, actually.
It was a huge success. Yeah. I know there was some security concerns about that. The police did a remarkable job. They had reached out to us. They said, we'd like to participate. We started in Quincy and Ken Casey, and sure enough, it went very, very well.
Indeed, Speaking of the police, Mayor, the new police station looks like it's about done. What is the update on that?
Yes, so we expect to be moved in probably by the end of January.
Okay.
It, you know, it looks good, but there's, you know, there's a punch list, the typical project. You go through the building, the number of things have to be fixed, touched up, what have you. We want to make sure everything is working perfectly. You know, commissioning the systems was the HVAC systems or the 911 system. We want that to be perfect, of course. So there's no urgency to get into it.
Okay.
So I told the department heads, the chiefs, let's make sure we take our time, get it right. And then once that occurs, then the process begins of remediating the old station. And then that'll be knocked down, of course, demolished.
Right. And is it kind of like a one day, everybody moving, you know, across the street?
No, I think it's a gradual. I think they're already moving some stuff in.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, there's not a ton to move because the building's brand new. The furniture's brand new. So there isn't a lot of stuff. I mean, obviously, there's files. There's evidence. There's other pieces of equipment that they have to bring over. But
right.
Not a lot.
Right. Yeah, I think I told you I had a chance to tour it a few weeks ago, and it looked ready to go. All new furniture. The front lobby is really impressive with some nostalgic photographs. And as soon as you walk in, you'll know if you want to use the police department or the fire department, because they're right separated from each other.
Yeah.
Clearly labeled.
The architects did a good job on that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building, and I'm so proud of the team on this. We knew what we needed. Brought the team together. I let the department heads manage the program in the inside. Mm-hmm. I worked with a secondary architect on the outside. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of vehicles that go by that site every day, so it really is a Quincy building. It's got the brick, it's got the granite, it's got the slate and copper. It'll be there 100 years, which was very important. You can build things on the cheap, and then you're dealing with issues every decade.
Right.
You got to fix. This is a building that'll be around a long time.
Yeah. Will there be an official name, or is it just the Quincy Public Safety?
Public Safety Headquarters.
Headquarters.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Will it be a public kind of opening at some
point? Yeah, we're probably going to wait till the spring.
Okay.
I think we'll need the, like to have the grounds finished up, and
That's
where you'd probably have a ceremony outside.
Yep.
So that's the goal.
Okay. Yeah. And then the old one, timeline for removing the old building?
As soon as they get it cleaned up on the inside, the asbestos, the lead, the PCBs, whatever may be in there, That has to be all remediated. And then, of course, we'll take the building. It shouldn't take long to take that building down. Trust me on that one.
I bet the original part will be tougher to demolish than the addition.
I'm sure of that, though. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then plans for a park there eventually?
Yeah, green that up, put some trees in, beautiful lawn. It'll clean that corner up. And, of course, as you know, we spent a lot of detail. The wall, for example, that surrounds that site matches the cemetery wall.
Yep.
A little lighter in granite because over time the granite gets dark.
Sure.
But really looks great so far.
Yeah. Are there things you're looking forward to in 2026, Mayor, here in the city?
Every day is a gift. I'm blessed to serve as mayor of this great city. Mm. We've got a great team. We're getting the job done. I know that we had a lot of complaints about disruption with roads, but they're all coming back together. They're looking beautiful. We're on the Squanum School now. That's going to be an additional asset, not only to Squanum, but to our entire school system. Mm. You know, we'll continue to move forward on plans, and, you know, I welcome the new councils. Look forward to working with them on behalf of the people of Quincy, and you know, a new year, so good stuff.
Yeah. Any personal resolutions on your part?
I'll keep those to myself. Maybe 20 pounds, Joe.
Okay. Folks will ask me if I asked you, have you decided whether or not you'll be seeking re-election in 2027?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I always say about a year out is the right time to make that decision.
Okay.
You know, that will be a personal decision.
Certainly.
At the time.
Yep.
You know, see where I am in life. My kids are getting older. I got one getting married next year.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
I'm excited about that. And, you know, I'll be a little older, a couple of years out, so we'll see what happens. I mean, if I still have the fire in the belly, There's always things you want to get done. That list never ends. But if I still have the fire in the belly and want to do it, then we'll do it again. But again, that'll happen a year out.
Sure, okay. I know that you've said you would like Massachusetts to own America 250. Have you seen that at the state level?
I really haven't, Joe. I, not to be critical of anybody, but I thought, you know, the license plates are out. Those are great.
I didn't know. I thought they were Delaware plates at first when I saw them. I had to look closely.
Yeah, they do look nice, absolutely. But I was hoping to see more. I know they're doing a concert and fireworks sometime next year,
is
what I hear from the committee. I'd like to see more on the educational side in all our school systems. I think we got to get back to some of the basics and tell the history of this great country. One of the symposiums recently was phenomenal over at the church by the Adams Presidential Center, held at the church, and a couple of terrific guests. And one of the discussions, one questions of the author was about the slavery issue and why, somebody said the Founding Fathers failed us. The Founding Fathers didn't fail us. They planted the seeds and really set the fire for the end of slavery. When you think about both the wording in the Declaration, but also in the Constitution, it took a while, but it was the first time in the history of the world that a nation said, this is not a good thing.
Yeah.
And it was eradicated. And by the way, slavery was around for thousands of years. It wasn't invented in North America. So to see it end and have our country really show leadership on that issue was phenomenal. So there's so much to celebrate. Obviously, John Adams, John Hancock, Abigail, there's so much that we should know. If you graduate public schools in Quincy, you should know the ground you're walking, I think at the very least. But I think we got to get back to telling the real history.
Do you have a holiday message for folks, Mayor?
Oh, gosh. I know it's a great time of year, whether it's Hanukkah you just celebrated or coming into Christmas season. I know it for me, it brings back memories of childhood, your family, your parents. It's a wonderful time of the year. And, I love this time of year. I love the lights. I love the celebrations. I love the message of peace and joy. So I certainly want to wish the public a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a new year filled with good health, happiness, and pray for peace in the world. We need it.
Thanks, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
You're very welcome.